Blog Talk Radio.
Ironic. Today, but we are definitely going to move forward with the show and make sure that we have a great show. Hope y'all having a great weekend, you know, with this funny weather and March Madness and all this other craziness. But, you know, we're going to hop into some of these topics today. We don't have too many topics. We're just going to, you know, pretty much elaborate. I want to see what you guys feel about, you know, the topic of Kendrick versus Drake. Now give us a call, 646-564-9835. Tell us who you feel is the better MC. You know, it's a lot of speculation with these guys recently about, you know, their beefs and everything. So we want to talk about, you know, who is the better artist? Who do you believe is the tangibles to be this era's top MC? You know, kind of like Jay-Z and Eminem. You know, a lot of people feel like Jay is probably the best artist of all time, and some people feel like, Eminem is one of the top artists of all time. But let's hop into the first topic. First topic is going to be March Madness. Seems to be a lot of setups, especially here, upsets, especially here in Michigan. So we got both of our teams out of the running for the national title, which is kind of weird. But, you know, Michigan was actually ranked lower than Notre Dame, which, you know, it shouldn't have came as a surprise had they lost. And, you know, had they won, that would have been considered to be an upset as well. But they were the better team. As far as Michigan State goes, they were ranked number two. How did they lose with such a high ranking? I'm not sure, but I guess they weren't really number two. So, you know, it's a matter of opinion. You know, it's based on how you feel about that. Give us a call, 646-564-9835. Okay, so we're going to get into this first track today by your man Lyricist. It's going to be Beautiful Lies, Ugly Truths. Here we go.
You gonna tell me reason? Let me tell you the reason, motherfucker. The reason is your ass ain't worth the shit no more.
You better fucking back off, man.
What the fuck happened to you, man?
Thank you.
Surge Radio, y'all. And the funny part about this week is that I really don't have a Dash Award winner. Because there's so many people you can give the Dash Award to. And after I get, you know, past the whole Dash thing, I'm going to hop back to the topics. But there's so many people that you can give the Dash Award to. I want you guys to start telling me who you think deserves the Dash Award and give me the reason. The Dash Award is the Dumbass Spot Holder Award. So for the people that you feel that have all of the intangibles to be a dumbass spot holder in life, we'll give them that award. You just let us know, who do you think deserves that award? There's a lot of people, I think. I mean, you guys heard me give it to, you know, a guy I personally knew all the way down to Cat Williams. I think if I could really, really give the Dash Award to anybody this week, I just watched the hearing the congressional hearing for Governor Rick Snyder. And, you know, this guy can get that award every single week because he's really not fooling anybody. Everybody believes that he is guilty of not doing his job for the state of Michigan. You know, not only that, he failed to support and help the people of Flint. I know I haven't really touched on that a lot like I should have on his show, and I really apologize for that because it's just one of those topics that really, really pissed me off. Because if you're going to be somebody that sits in a leadership position, if you sit in a chair with responsibilities, your responsibilities is to those people. Whether you're the president of the United States or you are the general manager for your nearest McDonald's, you are responsible for the people that work for you, work with you, or you are overseen. Now, Governor Rick Snyder, in my opinion, I believe he intentionally overlooked everything that was happening in Flint because he's so used to assigning emergency managers to manage problems that he just really don't have an answer for. And we've reached a point to where it's not excusable. It is your job as a leader to step up and lead. If you make a mistake, if you slip, but at least you tried, people can get past that. But if you never tried at all and you just ignore all the telltale signs, this guy is a definite Dash Award winner. So maybe I lied in the beginning of this of my rant. Rick Snyder definitely deserves that award and much more. You know, it's crazy, you know, that you have these people that's in power and I don't really know where the country's going now. You know, I'm confused about where the country is going because it seems like, you know, the people are starting to fall for evil rhetoric. And what I mean by that is that if it sounds good, if it sounds like it's an immediate action that's being taken, if it sounds like something that's going to give you what you're looking for as far as, you know, results. And I never look to people for their definition of results. I mean, everybody's definition is different. But at the end of the day, you know, if you have a Trump saying that, hey, I'm going to build a wall and I'm going to keep the Mexicans out because they're taking all of our jobs. They're taking all of our money. They're raping all of our women. They're doing this and they're doing that. It sounds like that's feeding into the dark side of America. So people just love to follow things that sound good. That And I think that's what happened with the state of Michigan. People thought that everything that Rick Snyder was saying was good. Oh, I want to put us into a surplus. I'm going to fix our roads. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to fix that. And all he's ever done was assign other people to jobs that he didn't want to do. So I say this with the utmost disrespect. Governor Rick Snyder, you're a fucking idiot. And you are this week's Dash Award winner. Congratulations. So let's move back on. You know, we're talking about Kendrick versus Drake. Now, there's been some new tweets. You know, we're trying to figure out if it's, you know, Kendrick and Drake hinting at a collaboration, or if, you know, they're possibly, you know, extending their feud. To me, it looks like there's a possibility that these guys is, they may be extending their feud. But that's a matter of opinion. It's a matter of perception. So if I was to put any thought into it, I would say that Kendrick is a smart ass, because for him to pop the $2 bill on his Instagram and, you know, say he said he's in the studio, you know, we all know that Drake runs around with thousands of dollars and $2 bills and all that other craziness. So it could be a jab. Maybe they're in the same studio. Maybe they are collaborating. But, I mean, if you've heard Kendrick's new EP, you know, that Untitled Unmastered project, I mean, he dissed them on two separate songs, Untitled 2 and Untitled 7. So what do you guys think? I mean, you tell us what you think. If you don't call in today, you know, go to our fan page on Facebook and, you know, tell us, you know, what you think about it. Do you think that Drake and Kendrick are at it again? Do you think that, you know, Kendrick and Drake is in a pretty much, I don't know. Tell us, who do you think is better? I'm not going to get my opinion on this yet, but I definitely, you know, I have my pick right now. So let's get into this next track by my man T-Soul. We look forward to having this guy back on Surge Radio. But Claim It Real, y'all definitely check this man out. Listen to this song and tell us how you feel about it.
Powerful positions, profits earned with precision, with knuckle indentions. Pay attention, classes in session, they say the sky's the limit. But the limit past the sky is truly existing. Show resistance or hesitation, get dealt with, that's a no-brainer decision. I'm the one who decides to cut you in half, dividing division. Divine intervention, can't stop the beast on this mission. Declining your wishes, defying the missions, defining conditions, the finest of wishes, the blindest of vision. One with ambition, tear through competition, I'm vicious. Reputation of wisdom, I bless your ears while you listen. Ingest your fears and bloody your fists, never get it twisted. All about the peace, but just so you know, I ain't scared to sit in prison. Still alive from trips where I shouldn't have left living. People speak on things they don't know of just to get recognition. The facts that are spoke, I know, is mostly fiction. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claiming real, they no burger spill. The bourbon's filled, you'll burn for real. Not curb appeal, deserve a deal. No cats who kill the mice in fields. Who shot twice with a chest to steal? The chest was shield. Thought twice, I keep one concealed. A conscious thrill, my own path I'll fulfill. My own future I will build. Doubt me now, I'm a reasonable doubt. Each word crafted just to build my reign during droughts. Two jobs, one accounts, three cars and one house. Guaranteed you won't take the food from my daughter's mouth. The hustle, that's what it's about. There's no free passes and no handouts. Loud ones, you shout, get knocked out. Two belts with a hammer like I'm building a house. Gloved up to me is a heavyweight bout. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claiming real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claim it real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claim it real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claim it real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claim it real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claim it real, stripes earn, currency yearn. My turn, throat burn, release heat, my mouth a lighter. A lover and a fighter, a quick blur, showcase me, a small dot on the Doppler. Building my empire to topple the emperors. Inferior to none, attempting to be the successor. Poem wrote down with blood, so this is my treasure. Treasure some only cause they praying on the predator. An adventurer, conquering my path on this adventure. I give you soul pleasure, I'm applying pressure. No books, cigarettes, my pistol laid upon my dresser. Worth is 9 to 5, my hunger is intenser. Parental advisory, sick as plaster. No cussing, you see this art form I have mastered. Tip my hat to any artist chasing their dreams, I hope it's captured. T-soul sticking out from the rest of these actors. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claim it real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that. Everybody claim it real, they really fake that. I wanna know why you play trap. Everybody claim it real, they really fake that. I wanna know where the fake's at. Everybody claim it real, they really fake that. I wanna know who seen you take that.
All right, y'all, I wanna welcome y'all back to Surge Radio. I'm done ranting about crazy motherfuckers and, you know, it was happening with this country, because I could rant about that for days. But that was Claiming Real by T-Soul. Y'all make sure y'all check that man out. You know, he got more music coming out soon. And next week, we have a very special guest join us. We have me, we have Shayna join us on the 26th, next Saturday, at noon on Surge Radio, where shock is and shock is real. Okay, so the topic that I'm talking about right now is Kendrick versus Drake. You know, it seems like there's been a lot of shots between these guys over the years, you know, going back to Control. You know, I guess it's just one of those things that it's a matter of perception. You know, Kendrick said he wants to be the best, and he knows that Drake is actually the best right now. You know, Kendrick is a better lyricist. Drake is a better artist as far as mainstream goes. But like I said, you know, everybody on – there's a lot of people on each side. So it comes down to this. Who do you believe is the best, Kendrick or Drake? Because it's apparent that they're both working on new albums for this year, which is good. It's good for music. You know, if these guys are actually beefing, you know, if it's actually a legitimate beef, you know, it's good for music. It's good for hip-hop. You know, hip-hop don't have a lot of that anymore. So, you know, no one wants to see people go at it all the time, but if it's good for business, it's good for business. It's a whole lot better for business than the whole Drake versus Meek Mill thing. Meek Mill kind of got ran through. Not kind of, he got ran through. So, yeah, Kendrick versus Drake. You tell us who you think is the best. On our Surge radio page, S-U-R-J radio page on Facebook, or give us a call, 646-564-9835. We're going to move on to the next topic. The main topic of the day is horrible bosses. I think everybody has experienced a horrible boss. So you tell us about your horrible boss. You know, I think we all got horror story when it comes to working for shitty people, you know. And pretty much not to overexpand on my past and everything and the place that I work, I can't really say that I've had too many good bosses. You know, I think I'm a good boss. Try to be. But, you know, a good boss takes responsibility. And I've always noticed with bad bosses, the first thing they will not do is take responsibilities for their own shortcomings. And I think a lot of people experience this. You know, a horrible boss micromanages, and a horrible boss is not someone that supports you. It's just that one individual, you have to work with them every fucking day, then you got to get a paycheck. You just want to punch them in the fucking face. You know, everybody has that one individual that they're like, you know what, you're a fucking asshole. I hate that I have to work for you. Push come to shove, if a better opportunity presents itself, I am getting the fuck out of here. That's just the way it goes. So, you know, everybody has experienced a horrible boss. You know, I don't care if you worked at a McDonald's. I'm pretty sure they have horrible bosses too. Because at the end of the day, you're not paid to deal with the bullshit. You're paid to go there and do a job. You know, and we have somebody breathing down your neck about a job that they suck at because, you know, people just seem to be more comfortable when they feel like they're running things. It's cool. You can run things, but at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that you're a good boss. That means that you're a shitty individual that likes to push people's buttons. So, you know, but what makes a horrible boss, you know? If you're a horrible worker, of course you're going to deal with somebody that's going to be breathing down your neck. So I don't want those people to tell me, like, hey, you know, I have a horrible boss because, you know, sometimes I like to take 45-minute breaks, but, you know, I'm only entitled to 30. No, you're not doing your part. You're a piece of shit. And that boss's job is to make sure you're not being a piece of shit on the clock. But an actual bad boss is someone that, hey, I need you to do this. Don't ask why, just do it. And I expect for it to be done by this time. You do your job. You do their job. The least you could get is, well, you did an excellent job. Thank you. I really appreciate you. That's what you expect from a person, not somebody that says, well, I'm not going to pat you on the back for doing your job or doing my job. You should do it. That's a horrible boss. Another horrible boss is someone that does not know how to communicate. Communication is important. If you're dropping a ball when it comes to communicating simple tasks, like, hey, I need you to take care of A so we can get B result. But if you never tell them to say, hey, to take care of this, if that's never communicated and you walk up to them like, hey, you should have did this. Did you communicate that with me? No, I didn't feel like I needed to. That's not a good thing. You know, my expectations for a boss is simple. Be able to communicate. Be able to listen. Listening skills is very, very important when you're a boss. You can't be a boss if you lack that ability to listen. Give directions and also be able to follow directions. Be willing to get dirty. If that person that's on your team needs help, help. Don't give them shit because, you know, it's the easiest thing to do because you make the money to be the person to delegate. You can sometimes over-delegate shit, which is not good. Because over-delegation makes you look like you're not doing anything. So that's my opinion on horrible bosses. We all dealt with them. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't care if you own your own company. You're going to have a boss. Your boss is going to be the customers, the people that you want to sell your product to. As hip-hop artists, you know, we sell our products to people. We want the fans to support us. So they are our bosses. You have some horrible fans that won't support you, that won't promote you. They just take the music, take it. Don't even like share it. You know, and you have the people that are good, that'll support you, that spread the word and everything else. But it comes down to, what is your perception of a horrible boss? I know my perception. You guys heard my perception. You know, and if you know you're dealing with a horrible boss, you've been over backwards and you're contributing to the team and it just seems like you're not appreciated, you know, find something different. Find something that makes you happy. But you don't have to deal with a horrible boss. I mean, to hell with that. You know, it's just one of those things where it is, it comes down to how do you define a horrible boss? And I think that pretty much sums up my thought on horrible bosses, you know. It's just one of those things where it comes down to how you feel, you know. How do you define your position at your job? Are you a hard worker? Do you feel like you're underappreciated? Do you feel like you do enough work? Do you feel like you contribute enough to the team? Are you a team player? Are you a winner? Are you somebody that, you know, at every given turn, you do your job? But this boss just seems to break down. Like, I had this one boss. This guy was such a horrible person. You know, he wanted to pretty much always have control. And, I mean, I think I was, like, in my 20s then. So he always had to have control, and, you know, he knew it was time for me to take my vacation. This guy hated my brother. Absolutely hated him. And, you know, he thought the best way to get under my brother's skin is to come after me, which wasn't smart because in my own right, you know, I can handle my own. So he would do all types of silly shit, fuck with my schedule, stuff like that, you know, just to rile me up. Me, I was about my money. I didn't care. I mean, working as a bellman, all you focus on is making your money. You don't live off your paychecks. You live off of the money that you make, you know, cash in hand. So this guy went as far as to deny me for my wedding. I was going to get married. I was getting married. And he denies my request off for my wedding, for my honeymoon. So he gets in trouble for it. He comes after me. He's like, hey, I'm going to make your life a living hell. So everything backfired on this guy. He eventually lost his job because he was the definition of a horrible boss. Who tells a person you can't have time off for your wedding? I told that guy, fuck you. I'll see you after my honeymoon. We can take care of it then. But bosses like that do exist. That's why, you know, I pride myself in building my own and, you know, making sure I'm not that guy that is a horrible boss. So, got 2 minutes left in the show. Getting ready to close out. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio. Tomorrow is my man, Jay Real's birthday. Jarrell Williams. We started this show 7 years ago. Never thought that there would be a day that he would not be a part of this show. You know, he passed away 3 years ago. And, you know, we were trying to figure out where do we wanted to take Surge Radio. And that's why we had so many pauses and everything with the show, because we wanted to make sure the direction and everything that was given to everybody was feasible. Now that we're headed in a positive direction, you know, it looks like Surge Radio is going to become a big thing. You know, it's a bittersweet thing.
16 seconds.
You know, I wish she was here to enjoy the success of Surge Radio with me. But, you know, he couldn't be. You know, God had other plans for him. So, as I said, you know, I wanted to do a special show for him. So you guys make sure you tune in tomorrow at noon for Surge Radio. And we will be dedicating the episode to Jay Real. Also, you guys make sure you tune in next week. We're doing a special episode then as well. And we have a special guest, Shayna, joining us as well. I want to thank y'all for tuning in today, listening to my mini, mini rants. Spades will be back on with this, you know, next week. And, you know, I want to thank y'all for supporting us. You know, I want to say rest in peace to my man, Jay Real. It's all love, man. And to the next episode, we are out of here. Thank you for tuning in to Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's motherfucking real. We outie.
You gonna tell me reason? Let me tell you a reason, man.
motherfucker. The reason is, your ass ain't worth the shit no more.
You better fucking back off, man.
What the fuck happened to you, man?
Oppression, the pain, with every game, it's all a game. The anguish in the same.